This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We went from the middle of summer to late fall in a hurry. And we're going to go outdoors with Steve Kearney. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, you find that winter gear?
Good afternoon, Steve. I am not a happy guy. I don't like this weather. It's horrible. I had the air conditioning on last week and the heat's on this week. And oh, my goodness, it's it was a hard week, but it was a great opener. Last Saturday was really fantastic day, beautiful weather day. Caught a bunch of walleyes and crappies down by the Glenwood area. Picked a good lake, picked a small farm lake, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, 300-400 acres. Quite a few people there, surprisingly, but fishing was great. And then Sunday, the weather kind of went south, and I think everybody kind of bailed on Sunday, and nobody really fished on Sunday. And so it was kind of a tough weekend for everybody. We just didn't get two full days. But, yeah, it was a tough week. This whole week we've had tons of wind, 40-mile-an-hour winds every day. So it's been a tough, excruciating week, but I see something looks a little bit better next week, middle of next week. I think it's going to moderate, so we'll get back at it.
Yeah, and I would assume that with this front and the storms, et cetera, the bite is really shut down.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we got a heck of a northwest wind that came in last night, and you know, it's too bad because this is really a tremendous time to be in the water. This mid-May, late May is such a great time, but we're just, you know, we're just so afflicted with this weather change. And, you know, the water temperatures probably dropped 4 or 5 degrees. And, you know, the crappies are still trying to spawn. They're kind of coming in. They're going out. They're not getting that ideal temperature for them to spawn. So it's kind of like they're on one day, they're off the next day. It's just, you know, just been just erratic. And the walleyes, you know, definitely spawned a couple of weeks ago. They're done. They're dispersed. And it looks like the way things are is they're starting to move to this early summer pattern, especially with that 95 degrees we had for like 5-6 days, kind of propel the growth of the weeds, and that's starting to come up. So, yeah, it's a tough one right now. And, again, I don't know what this, you know, cold is going to do to the water temperatures. It might, you know, set us back maybe a week or possibly 10 days. It's hard to say until, you know, maybe a couple of days we'll be able to assess it, but it's supposed to be 34, 35 for a low tonight in Lakes Country, and that's not good. But, you know, it'll rebound like it always does, and it looks like Wednesday, you know, this coming week, we're going to have 4 awesome 5 days in a row, light winds, good temperatures, so it's going to moderate, and we'll have some really good consistent weather next week, and that'll get the bite going again.
Yeah, and you're not kidding. A frost advisory for a huge part of the state doesn't include the Twin Cities metro area, but St. Cloud, Wilmer, points west, well into South Dakota, most of North Dakota, and then just about all of northern Minnesota. And there are some scattered spots that have freeze warnings, including the Arrowhead part of the state of Minnesota. And I'm looking at the temp up in Grand Marais. Along the lake, you should be okay, but they're thinking there could be some snowflakes overnight, and that rain-snow mix will continue in Grand Marais on Sunday with a high of 41 degrees. Wow.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. You know, the fish on Saturday on opener were in about 3 feet of water, and it's going to be interesting when I get back at it in a couple of days to see if they're still there. You know, there could be a chance, you know, that they've moved mainly because of the high winds that's just been changing, you know, the water temperatures and moving the food around. And, you know, with all the things going on, it'll be really interesting to see if these fish are still shallow. They could be. but they may not be. So we're kind of in this flux situation of we don't really know where they're going to be or what they're going to do this week just because of the weather.
Yeah, and we really got a break with this year's opener because traditionally the opener can be very tough due to water temps and unsettled weather, and that really continues through Memorial Day. You know, you're really thinking about prime time open water fishing being in June, right, Steve?
Well, yeah, usually, you know, mid-May, late May is, you know, very consistent, but we just haven't had any consistency whatsoever. It's just been so up and down. But hopefully it'll stabilize here. And, you know, Memorial's not that far away, which is really kind of the peak of the best fishing of the season. But, you know, we'll see what happens here in the next week. That's going to really set the stage for Memorial just to see if these fish rebound and get into their early summer patterns and get where they're supposed to be. They may not be where they're supposed to be because of this, you know, weather we've had in the last 2 weeks. So it'll be an adventure, Steve. We'll find them somewhere. It just might take a little longer this time.
All right, Steve. And I would assume, especially when the weather settles down, it'll be a very busy week for you. And then prime time, you're going to probably be going just about every day.
Yes. You know, Steve, Wednesday to Saturday of this next coming week is going to be ideal, and I'm really looking forward to it. So we'll be hitting it hard at the end of the week, and then we'll certainly talk next Saturday.
All right. It is a deal. Steve Kearney joining us. StepKearneyOutdoors.com joining us. And once again, stay warm wherever you are. A big part of the state under a frost advisory overnight tonight. We'll talk more about that in the weather at the bottom of the hour. Around the corner, Timberwolves are in the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. The East Finals are set, Indiana and New York. We'll go at it. Old friend Carl Anthony Towns with the Knicks. They've made it through, so it'll be the Knicks and the Pacers. The winner on to the NBA Finals. The Timberwolves will find out their opponent tomorrow. That'll be the Nuggets and the Thunder in a Game 7 tomorrow afternoon. Chris Hine will join in a moment from the Star Tribune here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.